Welcome to the HTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Ricky Acosta reiterates the need for us to exercise our spirit and to be sensitized in our conscience in the area of our speaking.
Praise the Lord for our human spirit. God's economy is a matter of dispensing. He dispenses himself into us as the Spirit. And the point of his dispensing is our spirit. To carry out this dispensing, God accomplished two great things. On his side, he went through a process to become the life-giving Spirit. And on our side, he created us as a three-part vessel with a body, a soul, and a spirit. Brothers and sisters, I hope that you treasure your spirit. Praise the Lord that we have an organ within us that can contact God, that can fellowship with God, that can sense God, that can receive God. Praise the Lord for our spirit. In these few broadcasts, we have been bringing to you the matter of exercising our spirit. And our burden is to show you what it means to exercise our spirit in a very, very practical way. We've seen that the matter of exercising our spirit is a matter of exercising the functions of our spirit. And those are the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. And it's very possible that we could be trying to exercise our spirit by singing, by praying, by calling on the name of the Lord. Yet, if we have neglected the exercise of our conscience during our daily life, this will greatly affect whether or not we actually are contacting the Lord in our spirit. This actually, brothers and sisters, frustrates the dispensing of the triune God into us. And we may not have the realization. We may feel that we're doing all the right things. We're going to the meeting, we're reading the Bible, we're calling on the Lord, and yet there is not much effect. There's not much sensation that we are enjoying the Lord. Over the last few weeks, I hope you have beginning to see that in order to really exercise our spirit, we must take heed to our conscience. And that means we need to exercise to obey the conscience, to follow the conscience in all the fine, small details of our daily life. And last time, we started to get into the matter of our words or our speaking, our speech. Our speech, our speaking is such a great part of our daily life. We can't go one day or even 1 hour, it seems, without some kind of speaking. And it's very possible that we are living in our daily life, many words coming out of our mouth, and yet we don't realize that a good number of those words, a great part of that speaking, is actually offending the Lord, is actually hindering our spirit. Then we go to the church meeting and we try to sing, we try to pray read, we try to function, or just in our daily life call on the Lord or open the Word and we have some prayer reading, and we don't have that much enjoyment. Well, if we are not educated by God's Word to see what is God's standard, it's very possible that we will never link the lack of enjoyment with the words that we have spoken in either that week or that day. It might be that there are some things on our conscience. Actually, there could be an accumulation of many sins, unconfessed sins on our conscience that we didn't even realize the Lord was bothered by these things. And that's why we want to spend some time in these weeks to go through the Word, to see how does the Lord feel concerning various types of speaking. We mentioned last time that it's very possible for our conscience to not be so sensitive, to be even numbed because of our environment, because of how we have lived our life in even the years past. Well, our conscience can be affected by our knowledge, by our environment, and by our upbringing, so that our conscience over time will not be sensitive to certain things because we have been living in a certain kind of way. And so our conscience will be numbed, or as it says in Timothy, seared. But in John 15, verse 22, the Lord says, "If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin." This verse shows us that by the Lord speaking, by the Lord's word, the excuse for sin is removed. That is, our conscience can be enlightened, can be educated to know what is sin. It can become sensitized so that as soon as there's a sin, our conscience will be alert. Or as soon as there's even an inclination toward a sin or a thought of sin, our conscience will be activated. And that is by the word of the Lord. So last time we touched this matter of lies. And there are various types of lies that maybe we would excuse. But according to the Bible, we see that actually to lie is to express Satan. He's the father of lies. We want to go on today and see a couple of other matters. In 1 Timothy 3:8, it says that we should not be double-tongued, especially those who serve the Lord must never be double-tongued. What does this mean? This means that we speak one way in a certain situation, and then we speak a second way in another situation. For example, we see someone and we say something to them, and that's something to their face. But then when they turn their back, we speak a different way about them. Have you ever done this, or has anyone ever done this to you? This is what we would commonly call being two-faced. That is, you say someone, maybe you compliment them, or you say hello to them very warmly, and then after they leave, you say something about them in a sarcastic way. Actually, this kind of talk is very common. But brothers and sisters, the Bible calls this being double-tongued. And what creature is double-tongued? I think we all know snakes are. And of course, in the Bible, the snake represents Satan. So to speak with a double tongue is, again, to express the satanic nature, to be one with Satan in expression. Surely this is sin. Do you have maybe some speaking like this in the past that never bothered you, so you never confessed it? Then you come to the church meeting. You try to call on the Lord. You try to sing. You come to the Word. You try to pray read, but not much registration, not much enjoyment. It could be, brothers and sisters, that there is an accumulation of these unconfessed sins. We need to come to the Lord and ask Him to cleanse us with His blood, confessing these sins specifically. In the same book, in 1 Timothy, in chapter 5, verse 13, it talks about people who are gossips. They are people who are characterized this way. What is gossip? Well, gossiping is not necessarily telling lies, but it's talking about someone behind their back. According to the Bible, this is a sin. Oh, I think probably all of us are guilty of this at one time or another. Actually, this is very common whenever you're in a kind of a social setting, at school or at work, to talk about people when they're not there, either coworkers or classmates or colleagues or friends. It's so easy to participate in gossiping. Yet, according to the standard of the Word of God, this is a sin. And it's very possible we have accumulated, so many sins of this nature. Then we come to the meeting, we call on the Lord, and not much enjoyment. We pray read, not much flowing. And so it's possible we think, it's the meeting is boring, or the word of God is boring. Actually, brothers and sisters, we should pause for a moment and consider, how is our conscience? We're trying to exercise our spirit, but without taking heed to our conscience. And that is just not logical, because our conscience is a function of our spirit. We must take heed to our spirit by taking heed to our conscience. Ephesians 5, verse 4, mentions several different types of speaking. The verse goes like this: "And obscenity and foolish talking, or sly, filthy jesting, which are not becoming, but rather the giving of thanks." Here, brothers and sisters, we have the matter of obscenity. Has any obscenity, has any curse slipped out of your mouth? Romans chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 also talk about cursing. It says, "Their throat is an open grave, with their tongues they practice deceit." Of course, this is a matter of lying. "The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness." Once again, in the word, our speaking is connected with something related to the devil. It says the poison of asps, or snakes, is under their lips, and their mouth is full of cursing. When cursing comes out of our mouth, we're just releasing the poison of a snake. Then, if we don't confess these sins, because our conscience is not so sensitive, so it didn't register that this displeased the Lord, it could be because of our environment, because we're surrounded by other people who also curse, so it's too common. Then, on the weekend, you go to the church meeting, you go to a group meeting, you start to sing, and again, not much enjoyment. And it's very easy for us to blame the meeting, to blame what's going on in the meeting, if someone's sharing or giving a testimony that, it's boring, or this or that. Actually, brothers and sisters, I hope we start to make the connection. What about my conscience? What about my spirit? Have I taken care of my spirit in this way? The verse continues. After obscenity, it talks about foolish talking, or sly, filthy jesting. What is this? Dirty jokes. Brothers and sisters, for sure, the dirty jokes will cause our enjoyment of life to leak out. Sometimes you could be involved with some kind of speaking like this, and on one hand, everyone's laughing. On the other hand, our spirit is wounded. And that kind of laughing, that kind of happiness, actually causes us not to have the enjoyment of the Lord. I hope that you would not misunderstand, brothers and sisters. We're not talking about now just trying to restrain our speaking. Don't curse, don't lie. What we're really talking about is enjoying the Lord. We need to enjoy the Lord. And to enjoy the Lord, we must exercise our spirit. But in the most practical way, our spirit is our conscience, our fellowship, and our intuition. So in our daily life, we must take care of our conscience. We must exercise our conscience and give heed to our conscience, and that our conscience could be very sensitive, so that we can have the presence of the Lord and the enjoyment of the Lord. So I hope, brothers and sisters, this kind of speaking will encourage you to pay attention to your spirit more in your daily life. Of course, and we will get into this more, we do need the supply from the Word. We do need to exercise our fellowship. so that we can have the enjoyment of the Lord. But the conscience and the fellowship work together. On one hand, the conscience is strengthened by the fellowship. On the other hand, the fellowship is maintained by the conscience. So we must have a breakthrough in the exercise of our conscience. Well, brothers and sisters, I just encourage you to practice, to take these things to the Lord and spend some time with the Lord, and even just give this area of our words, of our speech, to the Lord, that He would enlighten us and that we would be able to confess our sins specifically. O Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.